Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of Holy Communion on this fourth Sunday after Trinity. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Hymn number 51, Awake My Soul. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Genesis, chapter 24, beginning at verse 62. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai-Roi and was settled in Negev. Isaac went out in the evening to walk in the field, and looking up, he saw camels coming. And Rebekah looked up, and when she saw Isaac, she slipped quickly from the camel, and said to the servant, "Who is the man over there walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. He took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. This is the word of the Lord.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my innermost self, but I see in my members and all the law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, number 92. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 11, beginning at verse 16.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
But to what will I compare this generation? Is it like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another? We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Some verses from the Gospel passage we have just read, St. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There was a time, and not that very long ago, when any one of us going to a service of Holy Communion in an Anglican church might hear some of Jesus' words in today's Gospel, the ones we have just heard. Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Or, in a slightly older form of the English language, come unto me, all ye who travel and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. These words were spoken by the presiding priest immediately following the confession and absolution, and along with a few other well-known sentences of Scripture, they were part of what were popularly called, in the tradition of the old prayer book, the comfortable words, and were introduced with the invitation, hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith to all that truly turn to him. And a version of this is still provided in the rite one of the Holy Communion in today's Book of Common Prayer. Those of us who are old enough and have been Anglican communicants long enough remember that there was something quite wonderful about hearing those comfortable words at that particular point in the liturgy. We had heard the Word of God proclaimed in the lectionary readings of Scripture, just as we do now, and we had heard the preacher's sermon. We had responded to God's word by asserting our faith in God's unbreakable covenant with us in the words of the Nicene Creed. We had brought to God all the concerns for the whole state of Christ's church and the world in intercession and petition. Then, as now, we had confessed our manifold sins and wickedness, unburdening ourselves of our grief and guilt by acknowledging our disobedience and our failures of love towards God, our neighbours, and ourselves. We heard the authoritative assurance of pardon to all those who humbly repented and firmly intended to amend our lives. That great declaration of forgiveness intended to raise us up from the dust and ashes of penitence and set us on our feet in joyful liberation and thanksgiving. And then came the comfortable words to strengthen us and give us courage. Come unto me. They were the compass setting, if you like, reorienting us once again towards the gracious God of our hope, the maker and sustainer of our renewed reconciliation and peace, the faithful source of never-ending love in our hearts and lives, the author of that new life in Christ which had been given to us in baptism and was still ours by God's merciful forgiveness. Now, we could affirm and acknowledge the peace of Christ coming into our personal and corporate life. And, refreshed by this, we turned to the Eucharistic offering of ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. In their communion context, the words of Jesus, "Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you," were and still are comforting and strengthening indeed. But they resonate a bit differently here today in the context of St. Matthew's Gospel, where, if we look at them more closely, they reveal to us what type of comfort Jesus had in mind. In this section of the Gospel, Jesus is speaking as a teacher, as he so often does in Matthew. In fact, we can imagine Jesus as a second Moses, delivering the new law under the same covenant that Moses himself revealed. Here, Jesus is reassuring his disciples that the yoke of his teaching is easy and the burden of learning from him is light. We need to realize that the rabbis of this period in history routinely referred to the responsibilities of living by God's law as a yoke, as something people took on themselves to steer and guide them down God's paths in life. And it seems to have been a common complaint, addressed above all to the scribes and Pharisees as interpreters of God's law, that their teachings had become complicated and difficult to follow, a burden rather than a guide to holy living. Those of us who enjoy cooking and perhaps read food magazines and cookbooks know that there are some food writers who can turn a very simple recipe for mashed potatoes into something so complicated it is intimidating and not at all the sort of recipe one would give to one's children who were eager to learn how to cook. The trouble with the Pharisees and their complicated interpretations of the law was the same type of problem. They had managed to make some basic guidelines very complex and intimidating. Of course, by doing this, they retained their professional authority and power, but they also managed to turn people away from holiness of life with God. Just as a complex recipe for puree of mashed potatoes can send a hungry person off for a box of instant rice. Throughout the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Jesus the teacher takes great issue with this. God has given his people basic guidelines for holy life, but the Pharisees have ended up making God's law inaccessible and impossible to follow. So Jesus assures his disciples that by learning God's law his way, they will not be intimidated by complexity or burdened and condemned to failure by Pharisaic rules and regulations. Jesus is returning to the simplicity of God's original covenant and law to give them what they need to steer and guide their path simply. And by following Jesus' way, they will find peace, rest, and refreshment. By putting these comfortable words back into the context of St. Matthew's Gospel, we can see that they have a depth that is not immediately obvious from their communion setting. The absolution and forgiveness which we have received as repentant sinners is neither conditional upon our ability to follow complicated rules, nor is it a permissive wave of the hand of an overindulgent parent, implying that our sins don't matter. The comfortable words, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will refresh you," remind us that God's incomparable, compassionate forgiveness is a gift that releases us into the life with God as responsible human beings who want to grow deeper in love and joyful obedience. After all, we are called not only to find peace, refreshment, and rest for ourselves, but also to live the type of lives through which others, too, find God's peace, God's refreshing grace, and the joy of placing their lives in God's hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, keep your church strong in the law of Christ, resisting the temptation to accept false values. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes and also the parishes of Kilmeegan, Dundrum and Mahara, and the rector, the Reverend Chris Carson. We pray for John, our Archbishop and Metropolitan, and the other church leaders. Grant them your daily help to build us up in faith and love. May your people, in their generation, be truly the children of wisdom. May your love and compassion abound as we walk through these challenging times. Guide us and direct us in the preparations we will make to safely return to Sunday services in our church buildings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, have pity on a world full of discontent, restless and finding it difficult to discover the faithfulness which you have made known to all generations. When disappointments weigh us down, open our eyes to see your creative ways in new plans for life and fresh instances of grace. We pray for renewed vision to see a path of life emerging through the wilderness of former hopes and dreams. Look upon us with mercy and love, that same steadfast mercy and love you have shown toward all your people throughout history. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. Also, the newly appointed Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, Tánaiste, Leo Varadkar, and Government in the Republic. Also, the people of the United States over this annual Independence Day weekend. Inspire us today with fresh revelations of your plans for our lives and our world. Instill in us a new sense of adventure to embrace what lies ahead with anticipation and hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, help us to discern and follow the right way in all our relationships within our families, amongst our friends, and alongside our neighbors. Bring knowledge of your truth to this community. Give wisdom to those who hold responsibility in it, and make them agents of your law of love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, have mercy on those whose lives are weary and whose burdens are heavy. May they come to know the freedom of trust in Jesus Christ. Be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom in searching for a cure. We pray for all who are bereaved, that you will grant them the assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Raise up to eternal life the souls of those departed this life in your faith and fear. following the tradition of commemorating the Battle of the Somme at this time, we remember in particular all those who made the supreme sacrifice in the defense of freedom. May their example and the examples of all those now at rest strengthen and prepare us for the coming of joy made complete and love made perfect in your heavenly kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord,
trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Hymn 418. Hear, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body.
For we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Eternal God, comforter of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. The hymn, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord.
The flame.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
We thank you for your presence and participation in this service. Our next online service will be next Sunday at 10 o'clock. We will follow the order of morning prayer. Thank you.